This is Karen Webster for Payments.com. This week, the focus was all about enterprise payments, that part of the payments ecosystem that is just getting its innovation groove on. Now, I had many conversations this week with a number of innovators looking to transform an ecosystem that is so big, they defined it as four times massive. But what was strikingly similar, as different as each sector is that the problems that they face really all sound very much alike. And they all center around the need to access data efficiently and in real time. So here's Bill Fox, who runs payment strategy for MDON, a massive, speaking of massive, player in the healthcare payment space.
There's a lot of friction around the payment amount itself. Doctors bill for the payments. Those payments get adjusted. That claim gets adjusted a number of times before it's final. So it really is a combination of a paper-laden historic system as well as certain sort of inherent frictions that you might not have in other industries.
Bill joked that everything in healthcare payments starts with a billion, and that's why there's just so much friction.
The traditional claim system does cause a lot of friction. So there's sort of a continuum of places where the solution set needs to get better so that you can do things in a more efficient way.
And that one of the reasons it's so tough is consumers never really know how much things will cost until much, much later in the process.
One is price estimation. So when you go into the Apple store, you know how much the phone costs, and you can buy it or not, or finance it, or go to Verizon and get it for a different price, whatever, but you know. When you go to the doctor, generally you don't know what it costs, and you certainly don't know what your responsibility is, nor does the doctor, since it depends on who your insurance with and what kind of plan you bought and how much of what procedure they pay for. So one is getting some clarity around pricing. And then, you know, with the exchanges, the payers are entering a very, very different market now.
I then spoke with Kevin Phelan, who runs commercial payments for Bank of America Merrill Lynch. Moving money is what B of A does day in and day out, and they do it with great grace. So I asked Kevin, what was more important, moving money or moving data?
10 years ago, it was all about payments. How do you make a global payment? How do you reduce the friction? I think we've done a very good job of doing that around the globe. Data is critical as we move forward. But then really out of that, anybody can probably move data. Let's also make sure that we provide opportunities to get insights from that data so that there can be actions taken out of that data.
The needs of corporate customers are so specialized, I wondered if it was really possible to scale a solution that was so data intensive and so customized.
Scalability is critical. You know, to your point, you know, we've got, you know, tens of thousands of clients doing business with us around the globe. So it has to be a scalable solution. I think as you look at collecting and distributing data, you've got to be able to create an environment that allows the client and gives the client access to that data so that they can extract, retain, decide, decision based on that information that you're providing to them.
B2B payments is a fascinating area that's not only ripe for innovation, but influenced by a lot of what's going on the retail side of payments. It's an area that we cover a lot on the site, payments.com. That's payments without the vowels. And we'll be talking about at our B2B Summit in New York on October the 15th. If you're in the hood, stop by. We'd love to have you join us. Well, it's now time to enjoy the weekend. I hope yours is great. As always, drop us a tweet, find me online, or look me up on LinkedIn. Bye for now.